John, I guess, first of all, tell me a little bit about what kind of message you've got for these folks that are out here at this Corn Strategies field day.
Well, one of the things that I've noticed living out in the country is, you know, you're out by yourself, and in my case, the population keeps going down, so you're really out by yourself. And if you're not careful, you can begin to think that you're actually disassociated from the rest of the world, when what they're thinking in Tokyo and what they're thinking in Beirut and what they're thinking in London really matters. And not only that, but we're also much more tightly linked to the people here in our own country, whether it's in Washington or your state capital. And so what I'm going to talk to them about is the end of the outside world. We talk too much about the outside world. Oh, they don't understand farmers. Oh, the outside world's just different. No, they're not. They're an awful lot like the rest of us, and we need to start reintegrating ourselves into this whole world that we're a part of.
I know you've had a chance to do one of these. We were in Illinois last week. Right. Actually, Cindy was there at that event. What kind of was some of the feedback, ideas, stories that people were sharing with you?
Well, it's interesting. One of the prevalent themes, and it's shown up even at the Farm Journal editorial meetings, is things are pretty good if you're growing corn and soybean. Now, if you're livestock, it's a struggle, although hogs are doing remarkably well. But I don't know whether there's a guilt complex or not, because everybody's, well, it can't last. You know, it just, I, you know, this is obviously a trick. There are two of them. I have no idea what they're thinking. But the odd thing is that of all the things that we're not willing to embrace is, what if things get better? And people just about fall over. I end every show at U.S. Farm Report, said we'll be working to do even better. And sometimes when you work hard at trying to do better, things get better. And so one of the things I want to try to bring out is, while they're telling me all these stories about, well, here's what could go wrong, here's what could go wrong, here's what could go on, I said, well, that's true. You know, the ethanol mandate could go down. We could have all the hogs get slaughtered off. There won't be any chickens, or China will stop buying. Okay, we all are looking out for those things. But you better have a backup plan for in case things get better.
Absolutely. I'll tell you what, these people need a good, positive message. I'm sure they're going to hear that from you, because I traveled to get here, and I had to turn the radio off because, you know, some of that other mainstream stuff, we'll call it, just isn't very positive right now.
Well, and that's part of the problem. We're being inundated with information. If you don't have ways of filtering it out, if you don't have ways of making sure that you can judge veracity, because let's face it, there are a lot of things that come across that you don't know whether you believe them or not. You know, the idea of that guys in a rubber raft could hijack a supertanker. You know, 10 years ago, we would have gone, oh, snort, snort, giggle, giggle, and then some idiots in Somalia said, let's give it a try, and it worked. So it's gotten to the point that it's really hard to have a nonsense filter, and so if you're not careful, you can get yourself yanked back and forth. And I think it's part of our job in the media to provide farmers not simply with what they want to hear, but a way of filtering out and getting stuff that prevents it fairly, presents two sides of it, but also enables them to stay in touch without being terrified.
Well, I'll just assume you're going to be the nonsense filter for the group here tonight. I think I'll Google that when I get home, see where I can buy one of those things. Thank you very much, John. We're here at the Corn Strategies meeting put on by Wiffles Hybrids. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.